Your Sports Day brought to you by the good people at Kia, their award-winning Cerato, Picanto and Carnival, and Red Energy, a 100% Australian gas and electricity retailer. We're about to come back to your calls very shortly. In fact, how's your Supercoach team going, Lloydie, by the way? Have you done all right?
Just going, Dwayne. Big winner, Rantzy, got me back. Andy Otten's been cheap but done the job. Danger, 138 points. Nan Curvis, the one that let me down. Jager O'Meara, 44 points.
And if you haven't made a Supercoach team this year, you can get involved through the Perfect Nines competition for your chance to win a massive cash prize each week. All you have to do is pick the top Supercoach scorer from each game in a single round. It's free, fun and quick to play. They were fun and quick to play on the weekend at the Blues. Brendan Bolton had them firing in the rain. He's good enough to join us, the Carlton coach. Welcome to you, Brendan. Great to have you.
Good evening, Dwayne, Jared and Matthew. How are we all?
We're good. It must have been... tell us about sticks in the rooms pre-game, if you can, because we haven't... I want to know some details.
No, we've made it a little bit of a tradition in the last year and a half of when anyone makes a debut that a past player comes along and talks about the meaning of the jumper, and it's just something our youngsters can remember. And Sticks did that late in the week, which was a real positive for us. And we've also really made an agenda to reconnect with our past players, because it's important our young guys understand the significant history at our footy club.
Is it true that Sticks threatened to sing if you didn't win?
I think we'd get a good giggle if you did that again.
No doubt. You gave 5 votes to your captain, and importantly, John Worsfold also gave 5 votes, a total of 10, to Mark Murphy, who's started the season brilliantly.
Yeah, he has. He's working extremely hard on not only his game and leading from the front on field, but also trying to help our youngsters. So that's what we're most pleased about. And not only, the game was still tight going into the last quarter. I thought Gibbs, Curnow, Cripps, even Samo Petrescu-Seaton and Doherty played some really good roles for us in the last quarter when the game was still in the line.
Did you feel you were tougher than them on the day?
I thought we won field position, Dwayne. You know, we had 60 inside 50s, and most pleasing was 111 tackles. So it just shows we did bring pressure and effort for most of the game.
Brendan, just on that field position, Doherty played a great game, and I thought you coached beautifully yourself in regards to just, were you always going to play that sort of game style? Or you change it to the conditions, Brendan. So did you have to adjust things with what the weather brought to stop Essendon's run? Sorry,
yeah. Yeah, we did, Matthew. We adjusted a lot of the numbers around the ground on the day just because of the conditions. But I think by and large, AFL now requires you to change and adapt in game. You can't go in one strategy and hold it through for the whole 2 hours now, because coaches dissect the game so much in the box. You need to change and adapt, and we did that this game, but more importantly, our players brought pressure.
You went from the top to down onto the ground in the last quarter. What's the strategy there?
Yeah, well, you know, the game was still tight, and we've got a lot of young guys that have only played a handful of games, so I just wanted to make sure that the messages were understood clearly, and sometimes with youngsters, when you look them in the eye, it's a bit easy to do that. My message is straight to the runner, not down the line. So I just made sure I put the human aspect on it.
Saw the joy in Jack Silvani's face. Just, I think it was his first win in, I think, maybe 10 or 11 outings. You just trudged off the field. Do you allow yourself to fist pump or get too excited, Brendan, after a win like that?
Yeah, the game doesn't allow you to do it for long enough anymore, because you've got a six-day break and away you go into the next game. But no, I try to. It's good to come home and be able to hug the kids and know that you've got to win, because to win any AFL game now takes a lot of planning, and full credit to all our coaching staff. We've got the results, so you enjoy it for a night or two and then you've got to move on.
Dog was obviously very pleased with the win. Well, that's what happens when you lose isn't it, Brendan? The dog cops it.
You got to blame something.
That's right. What about Diesel? What do you think of his thoughts trying to spur on the Bombers, given he was a past legend of the club?
Oh, geez, I don't feel like I've got the right to comment on Diesel, Brownlow medalist and a superstar of the game, but it just shows he's got passionate for what he's doing. He's now in coaching, and I'd expect all coaches to back their club in that they're at.
Bryce Gibbs, his return, obviously, you know, he's such a professional, Brendan. He's asked for a trade, but just, you know, his effort as well, along with Mark Murphy, the way they've led the first 3 rounds, you must be ecstatic with that.
Yeah, as I've said a few times now, people ask how did Bryce return? Well, he never left point one and two. He came back in fantastic condition, and I thought his leadership grew over the pre-season. So I think he had 20 contested possessions, Matthew, so 35 touches, which is a fair outing. So hopefully he can maintain that form over the course of the year and guide our young guys on what it takes.
And it's worth a look at the Gold Coast game yesterday if you get a chance, Brendan. Different team to the one you saw the week before.
Yeah, I haven't had a real good look yet. Obviously, we only played yesterday, but I'll get into that tonight. But
were you in Clarko at all?
No, probably not. No, we've just got our guys analysing it at the moment. We talk from time to time, but we'll get into it because the way you deal with teams is often different based on your own system.
Great to have you, Brendan. Really appreciate your time and good luck this week against the Gold Coast.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Matthew.
Blues fans, if you missed Brendan Bolton earlier on in our program, by the way, you can hear it on our podcast. Plus, if you want to be bound by Blue, you can also go to the Carlton website and join and become a member if you haven't yet. That's carltonfc.com.au.